With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. Talking about whether tomorrow night's game is a must-win for this Washington football team. I don't know if it's a must-win, but I will tell you what would scare me, which would petrify me if I was a Washington football team fan, if Heinicke looks bad.
Mm.
If Heinicke looks bad, then you can lose. If Heinicke plays okay,
right?
He doesn't even have to play great.
Well, hold
but
on.
If he plays okay and they lose a close game,
yeah,
I wouldn't panic and say the season was over. Oh. If he looks horrible,
yeah,
and they lose and they're 0-2, then I would really worry.
Okay. But are you acknowledging then that we're in a world in 2021 where a quarterback who doesn't have much experience, that if he plays bad and we're down to one game referendums on guys?
No. Well, if it's Justin Herbert and you have a bad game, no big deal.
That's happening all over football, not just pro. It's happening in college too.
I think it's unfair.
Freshman quarterbacks are getting benched after one game.
It is unfair, EB.
It's very unfair.
But all I'm saying is I would think this as a fan, mm-hmm, that maybe Jason's right, and he's a backup for a reason, and mm-hmm, he's bounced around the league, and he was taking math classes, and basically was going to be a quarantine quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm rooting for the underdog story. And I said this throughout the show yesterday. I'll say it again. If you just judge him of what he's done on the field in a Washington football team uniform, he's excelled. Mm-hmm. He's played really well.
I don't think he's going to be horrible. I just don't foresee a scenario where he goes out and is terrible against the Giants. Now, do I think he's going to be great? No, but I think he can be average to pretty good.
This is what I think.
That's all they need.
I don't think he's horrible. Bickle puts words in my mouth all the time just to make me look bad. That's fine. I don't think he's going to be horrible in every game he starts. I just look at the history of football, and when a backup plays, he usually has a certain talent level ceiling, right?
Sure.
Especially if you're small. So I believe he can beat some teams, but can he be consistent enough to beat those quarterbacks on that schedule?
Right.
Now, he could beat Daniel Jones this weekend. Of course. He could beat, I'm trying to think of some of the other bad teams
like
on the schedule.
Sam Darnold.
He could beat a Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But can he beat the teams can he beat the Dak Prescotts? Can he beat,
Well, he's not playing
Brady.
He's not playing those guys.
Can he beat?
I don't quite understand that logic.
Because the logic is you have to be able to put up points.
Yeah.
That's the logic.
Okay. I think he can. I think they can move and stay. I mean, I've argued it for weeks. I think he can move the football, and they could score points with him. I think the question is, can he stay healthy? Can he stay upright? And I think teams are going to try to force him to beat you from the pocket. The question will be, how does he react to that?
Right.
And how do they scheme up ways? Because I think he's best when he's being creative.
Yeah, I think they're going to move. They're not just going to drop him 5 and 7 steps and have him scan the field and deliver.
He can do some
he
of that.
He can do that.
We pointed that out yesterday.
You move the pocket. You use his legs. You bootleg. Yeah. You use a lot of misdirection. I think you're going to see that tomorrow night. Like, if the guy has that skill set, why wouldn't you take advantage of it?
Yeah, especially with an offensive line that way underperformed in week one.
Yeah.
Well, you should feel pretty good because the Giants' defense was not very good in that Denver game. Now, maybe they get better. You know, maybe you can say Denver just had better weapons. They probably did, but they were not very good.
I don't know how they're going to get that much better in a five-day span turnaround.
Like, what were you going to say? draft.
Well, you would think that Washington would.
I just think that everyone needs to remember the team was 1-5 last year, and they won the division. The division's not that much different. If they start 0-2, it's not the end of the world. Maybe the Bills aren't as good as we all thought. We saw the Packers in week one.
That always happens.
We saw the Packers in week one. We play, Washington plays them. They look terrible.
I'm just saying.
Falcons look terrible.
That's knee-jerk. I think that's knee-jerk.
Sure, it is. I said maybe. So maybe these teams aren't as good. Maybe you could squeak out a couple wins that you thought were losses when you guys were doing the schedule preview.
Of course, but go back and look historically. Can you do it?
But historically, divisions are a lot better than the NFC East.
Okay, but can you just, for the sake of argument,
yes,
look up what teams' percentages when they start at 0-2 at home in a 16-game season. What percentage of time? I think it's something like 12% or less if you lose your first two home games. It's a 17-game season, and you're right. The division's poopy, so that stat's not taking that into account. I don't know if I think that's true. Look, the Eagles might be way better than we all thought.
The Cowboys,
clearly offensively, might be elite.
Yeah, you can't say that the division's just as bad as last year. It's not. It's impossible to say.
Well, then
after one game,
then I don't want. Then why are we even looking at
Dallas? Should have gone to Tampa, and if they could have made a stop with 44 seconds left on the clock, they beat Tom Brady in Tampa. And what are we saying about Dallas now?
If Dak's ifs and buts
were candy and nuts,
it doesn't matter. You could just use your head. Dak Prescott is their quarterback. Unless he gets hurt, they're gonna be better.
You think there's a 12-win team in that division?
No.
Okay,
I don't. But I'm disputing what you said, that the division's just as bad as it was last year. That's not going to happen.
I'm saying the division's still in play at 0-2.
100%. I agree with that.
Your final five games.
I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I gave you an example of a team that went 0-2, gave up 80 points, and then their defense.
Well, that's why this game, Drabby, that's why this game, since it's a division game, is a little bit more important. I'm not saying they're out of it. I'm actually not even worried.
You can play this on Friday.
Well, what about that?
We're playing fat winners.
We're playing the Titanic if they lose on Friday.
Because I think if you start out 0-2 and you lose your first two at home, you're pretty much cooked. Of course, you can still pull an outlier.
Here's when you play Titanic. Well. If Heinicke, the biggest fear that fans seem to have, because the fans believe in Heinicke, the ones that don't, just point out durability. If you lose Heinicke and you go to Cakes' boy Kyle Allen as your number three, and I know EB believes that Kyle Allen can move the troops.
Kyle Allen,
four touchdowns, one interception when he was on the field for the Washington football team.
Well.
Terrible fumble in the one game. But
he played well.
He's okay. He's competent.
Yeah.
But I would say that the season is definitely over. If you're on game three and you're your third quarterback.
Well, historically, that doesn't really work out.
This might be an old article, EB, and I can't find the home teams. But it said since 2007, 107 teams have gone 0-2. Only 12 have rallied to make the playoffs.
So that's roughly 12%
out of 107.
So it's less than that. It's 10%.
Yeah,
9%.
It's very low percent.
Be in a single digits.
All right, let's go. You want to go to Mitchell? He says it's a must win.
All right, 800-636-1067. We've done a lot of bloviating. We'd like to hear from you. Let's go, Mitchell, Fredericksburg. Hey, buddy. You're all the
Jokes. What's going on, Jokes?
What's up, man?
Thanks for having me on, man. Listen, man, I don't know what all these other fans are talking about, but this is absolutely a must-win. The Giants always got our number. Me and my family are going to be there Thursday night. We're there Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and that game was a heartbreaker. But this is a must-win. Like y'all said, we're about to go through the gauntlet. And them great teams that we're going to play, their quarterbacks and their coaches – and their coordinators, they get their stuff together, so we can't take no one lightly.
Oh, yeah.
We have a history of losing, so we better get it together come tomorrow night.
Let me ask you something. Are you like me? Because you're a fan, and I'm a fan, too. I'm actually confident. I think we're going to win. I'll be shocked if we lose. And they're 4-0, and Daniel Jones is 4-0 against us. I'll still be shocked if we lose. I think we're going to win.
Man. I believe we can pull it out, but Heinicke, I like him, but I'm scared about his health. It's just the truth.
Yeah,
I mean we got to face the truth. And then Allen, he walking around like he only got one ankle, so I don't.
Yeah, he's not exactly 100%.
That worries you too. That Kyle Allen's not 100%. You have to turn to him.
We might have Kyle Shurmur in there in week three.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You imagine if they were down to Shurmur.
That would be unbelievable.
So I know people don't want Cam Newton, but I don't want him. But I don't know, man. Who can we get if we had three quarterbacks that week five.
Down to Kyle Shermer, I'll just say, go ahead, sign Cam. Do what you got to do.
We're just curious, because we kicked this around because he brought it up on his Instagram. What about RG3?
Oh, no.
I just want to hear this caller's take.
I think it'd just be too much controversy. He's too much of a diva, man. He's just and a whiny baby. I don't know. I'm good on the RG3.
What did you think I'm just curious. What did you think? We talked about it yesterday when he tweeted about Jameson and his crab legs. I mean, don't you think that was kind of like a violation of, like, you know, that quarterback brotherhood, him bringing up something that Jameis is most embarrassed by?
Yeah, pretty much. But you know what I think? That's just, he's a hater. Yeah. He's a hater, man.
I think that's what it was.
The league and Jameson shines. Jameson looked good. Now I kind of wish we would have grabbed him up.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yep.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, buddy.
RG3 is just weird. He's just a weird guy.
Weird dude. He thought he was being funny, but what he actually, it just exposed that he was kind of jealous.
Well, it also shows he's an unfunny hack.
He's not a funny. He's not a funny human.
He's not a funny person.
Not a funny person.
He's just not.
Nope.
He tries to be funny.
He thinks he's funny.
He fails.
Yeah.
Just like he failed at playing quarterback in the NFL outside of 2012.
Now, I will say this in his defense. If he didn't have that injury, I think he would have had a much different career arc. I think he would have been successful.
I don't know, because I think the league would have adjusted to the scheme, and he would have been exposed eventually.
He wouldn't have deteriorated as quick as he did, but I still think he would have ended up average at best.
Eric, just to piggyback one last thing on that must win. 2012, we all know, they're evaluating players, 3-7. 2015, their next appearance, they were 2-4. Made the playoffs. Last year, 1-5. Season's not over. Two games in, three games.
Why does it always start out terrible, though?
Yeah. It always is. They
because
turn
that's
it around.
The only way this team gets in is they...
When's
they,
their next they, home game after they, this one?
It's New Orleans.
We keep saying Saints
week
game
five,
right?
Week five.
So if they lose this one, I'm sorry, they're at least losing one of the next two. At best,
Buffalo,
they'll be...
Buffalo, Atlanta.
Yeah, at best, they'll be 1-3.
Okay.
There'll be 10 people in the stadium. There will be
no, there'll be a bunch of Saints fans.
Yeah. Everyone will quit.
A bunch of drafts people from
everyone the will bail on the team. And that'll probably be the end of the radio show.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up in an hour, Paul Dottino covers the Giants for WFAN in New York as we dive deeper into this matchup. He'll give us the Giants' perspective. They got smashed by the Broncos in their opener. Both teams 0-1. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. We'll get Paul Dottino's take at 9:20. Also Mike Rizzo at 9. But right now, time for the entertainment page.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't do it till I hear the music. Thank you, buddy. So Britney Spears is in the news again. Sorry, she just is. And a lot of controversy. Of course, you guys...
Haven't you been posting a lot of pictures lately? I see the headlines. Britney Spears posts new nude or whatever.
Yeah, she did that the other day. She was showing her ass off, I think it was, in a thong.
Oh, yeah, because I think I saw the headline that the people were wondering if the picture was doctored or not.
Hey, guys, it's Brett. Britney's back.
All the celebs are...
Have you talked to Brett? I'm sure he's excited.
They're all fine-tuning their images, so I wouldn't doubt it, but who knows? So she was in the news recently for the thong stuff. Remember, a few weeks ago, she was putting like really weird like boob pictures. I mean, this is a mother of two who's like 40. I mean, you know, it's just like kind of bizarre behavior.
Although
like,
that's the trend because your girl Elizabeth Hurley does it all the time. I have no idea if she has kids. But
Elizabeth Hurley does it in a way that's actually hot.
All these
Britney
kind of...
Spears does it in a way that looks like an amateur porn.
Okay.
Like, it's not hot. It looks like a crazy girl, you know, got a hold of her camera, and the conservatorship people would not be happy. That's what it looks like when Britney does it. But a couple things. I think she shut down her Instagram account yesterday. Now, I believe... You can delete it and then bring it back within like 30 days. You know what I mean? I think there's some sort of, there is a protection if you make a rash decision that you could delete your account and still reinstall it within like 30 days.
So it's kind of like deleting a picture on my iPhone. I think if you delete a picture, it sits there for 30 days.
Somewhere in a cloud, maybe you can find a way to get it back.
Nah, it's just a folder says recently deleted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it works with Instagram, but yes, I believe that's true. So who knows? I did see her tweet yesterday because I stopped following her on Instagram because I felt stupid.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, how long have you followed her?
That's hilarious that you followed her.
5 years?
I got on Instagram, what, 2012 or something?
Right, it's been 10 years you followed her.
But when I first got on, I got on and just followed celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like, then it became you follow your friends. I would follow Shaq because I find Shaq hilarious. I just find, you know, Liz Hurley, hot pictures. But, you know... Now, Instagram's mostly for my friends and family. You know what I mean? For me.
Right.
But there's some celeb stuff still in there. But I was like, this is embarrassing. Well, I can't have Britney Spears in my feed.
Delete.
So I deleted that. But in my Twitter, she's still there because she never tweets. So I got to delete her from my Twitter feed. But she tweeted something yesterday to the effect of, don't worry, I'm just going away for a while enjoying my engagement. So I think that is her way of responding to the criticism. Or the question, why did you all of a sudden delete your Instagram account? believe me, this is big.
Cakes was destroyed.
This is very important.
Not at all.
You look up. How many followers did she have on Instagram? I mean, I don't think it's like these young stars, but she probably had like 20 million, I'm going to guess. Now, that's nothing compared to like
34.
34 million. So, like, Miranda Cosgrove, is that one? Or, I don't know, give me a... Who's the girl that now does the podcast?
Who's Miranda Cosgrove?
I don't know, I'm just thinking of, like these Disney girls.
Nickelodeon star from back in
the
day.
Yeah, who's, like, the girl, she's, like, now she's, like, bisexual, great singer.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
D'Amato.
Demi Lovato.
I think she has, like, 150 million followers or something. Like, something that's, like...
You don't know she has an exclusive podcast on Odyssey? Plug!
Yeah. I didn't know that.
115 million for Demi Lovato.
If you have 115 million followers, As long as you don't get deplatformed.
How much you making off?
You're making
crushing tens of millions off your Instagram.
Isn't that crazy?
My Instagram is cakes flops, by the way.
What do you
I never
got?
Post, and I don't have anywhere near 100 million
followers.
What do
you followers. Got,
about 1,000? I don't even know.
Kim Kardashian has 253 million.
Kim Kardashian has 253 million.
That's a quarter of a billion.
Yeah, I mean, she's make. You know how much she's make? Those girls are making $1 million a post. I mean,
can't
think,
even fathom
think
it.
About this.
Can't
isn't
even
the
can't even fathom it.
I mean, no, can't.
Isn't the population of the United States roughly 360?
Yeah, 360, call it 360.
Just 240 million followers?
Well, they're all over the world. They're
and,
not just...
and you know what? A lot of them are bots. A lot of those followers are
okay,
bots.
Okay, you can think that, and I'm sure a few million are.
Right.
But probably 100 million plus aren't.
Okay. That's a lot.
Right. That's a lot.
It's a lot. I'm still waiting to monetize my Instagram.
My Instagram, I'd love to monetize it. And I think I'm sitting at 11,000.
Yeah.
And it never moved.
Yeah, it doesn't budge.
Never. Nobody cares about your kids. Nobody cares about your pictures.
I'm so stuck on 41.1K followers on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I can't move off that number.
How long has it been 41 and a half? A couple years?
I think in perpetuity, for eternity.
Yeah. I just should.
I got to that number.
You can't get to 42?
I can't. Whatever, I can't do
I'm stuck at like 70-something, 74.
Stuck.
But
I've plateaued.
We've peaked.
Jason,
we're heading towards the bottom.
100%.
Here's
right.
What you're missing out on, Cakes Flops. Here's a nice family shot.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this little cartoon
can't even
is.
Can't tell you what the last
picture
thing
of his Iron Man
beers been up there. I feel like they've been up there for
that's
months.
No, that's it. That's his bit. Like every third post is a picture of a beer can
I post
or beer bottle.
Frequently on the gram. I just do.
You're not hot on the gram.
I sleep on it. Not hot on the gram.
Andy has his bloody thumb.
You guys need to know this. I need Cakes to stop complaining about monetizing social media.
Yes,
because I called Cakes with an email that I received about him doing some posting on social media.
Yeah.
No. A jaw dropping number.
You should see
the amount of money.
And did he turn it down?
No, of course not.
No, I mean I've monetized it too.
When
but
he
not
the number,
not like this number.
I was on the phone. I did. Hold on. Recreation. Hey, Drab. Like, yeah, I've got this spot for you to do, like, around Christmas time. I was like, okay, I'm sure. He gave me the number. I did this. What?
Cakes is getting paid.
Of them.
Cakes is getting paid someone's mortgage.
Really?
I'm jelly.
Is it one post or is it a bunch of posts?
Two posts.
Multiple.
Two posts. Multiple.
Listen, I think we've all got paid, except for Lurch. Who doesn't
That's
have
all
social
he does.
Media.
He's going to do two posts and get paid $40,000.
Well, it's not on that level, but it's pretty good. For the work that I'm putting into
it's three to five.
His rate per minute is enormous.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Well, remember, when I went to Turks and Caicos, that was basically a social media deal, right? So that's why I was posting. You think I was posting that because I love it? I mean, I was posting it for a reason.
Didn't you smash Turks and Caicos? That was
I
a third world country. You'll never go
no,
back.
No, but I didn't do that.
He went to Caicos. He should have went to Caicos.
As soon as the check cleared.
But my
sort of security system.
But my deal wasn't with like the Turks and Caicos.
He was with the place that
it
booked
like,
the house.
It was like the away.com or whatever.
I'm still waiting for Sports Yapper to come back. Sports Yapper version 2.0.
What about that haberdasher?
To go back to Sports Yapper, something people might have heard of.
When it first came out, it was like
a social media thing where they're like, it's going to be the Twitter for sports. Mm-hmm. And then they forgot to realize that Twitter was already the Twitter for sports. And Sports the Yapper had a short run, but it was a pretty lucrative
run
for me
it
for about
you.
five or six months.
What washed up baseball player has enough money to go Sports Yapper 2.0?
Yeah. Mark Teixeira wants to go for round two. I'm ready. I'm ready to spread the word.
Did that Players Tribune ever blow up? I mean, every once in a while I see an article for Players Tribune, like Jeter's deal.
I'm sure somebody is financing it and it's doing okay, but yeah, it's probably not profitable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, Monica Lewinsky. God, these same people are in the news.
Paul Rabel wrote the lead story on Players Tribune right now.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, his retirement thing? That's so great.
Monica Lewinsky, I think there's a new... The people that did The People versus OJ on FX, which was very well received, like got Emmy nominations, they've done a Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton one. I've seen commercials for it.
I've seen the spots, too.
I think
I have no interest in watching it. That's whatsoever.
That's for impeachment, right?
Yes. Yeah, it might be called that. Yeah, I don't know.
It's called impeachment.
Yes, it's impeachment.
And so apparently there is a thong flashing scene, just what you want to see, Lurch. Monica Lewinsky's tushy in impeachment. Who's playing her? Is it a famous actress?
Never seen her. And I would actually say she's less attractive than Monica Lewinsky, which is surprising. I would have thought Hollywood would have made her even more attractive.
Monica Lewinsky had a very pretty face.
Yeah, she still looks good. I actually saw her on TV recently. Yeah. A surprise.
She lost a bunch of weight, didn't she?
That I don't know.
She's done some ads for some of those weight places. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, she looks good.
And the Linda Tripp one was actually probably better looking than the real life Linda Tripp.
I'm just trying to imagine. So if you're in the White House and she, where does she flash the thong? Is it like in the library or something? Or like,
sure, I know. Ask Jason. He's done 100 tours of the White House.
I'm trying to see if I can scan the article real quick and find out where exactly she
I'm just trying
him.
To figure out who's playing Monica Lewinsky.
The last time I saw the White House, it was
Beanie Feldstein.
The last time I saw the White House was Gerard Butler was trying to protect it from the North Koreans in Olympus Has Fallen.
How late 90s is that? Is that she pulls up her like jacket to show Bill her whale tail?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so very 98.
What are the kids doing today, though? Just showing no drawers?
What?
What are the kids doing today?
I don't think whale tails are a thing.
Underbutt.
To...
Yeah, right, right. So what are the things?
Well, I don't know. Probably, yeah, under boob, under butt.
It's all about the under.
Yeah, but you can't get in the White House showing underbutt.
No,
there's no way.
Probably not.
There's my guess is 99.9999% of the people that are in there aren't thinking about how they're going to show their undies.
Right. You're probably right.
You're probably right. Who plays
Bill Clinton? I thought I saw.
I didn't recognize that guy either.
I thought I saw it was Clive Owen, which was surprising to me.
Really? He looks nothing like Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I think it's Clive Owen.
It is Clive Owen, 100%.
He doesn't look like Bill Clinton at all. I got
nothing.
I might be curious just to check it out to see what kind of makeup job they
did. You know who's playing Hillary? Edie Falco.
I know her.
Definitely know her. I feel like I need to revisit The Sopranos, start to finish.
Well, when's the?
I think I might have to do that.
The prequel.
When's the prequel coming out?
Of course it holds up.
You think it does? I mean, it holds up.
That's coming out this winter, I believe.
Is it?
Hear Tony breathing heavy.
Yes, I need to revisit all that.
That's going to be good, by the way.
I'm reading about the thong flashing.
Yeah, where exactly did it occur? Does it say?
I'm not really sure where, but just how ballsy is it that you see the president, the leader of the free world, and then you just show off your thong to him?
Well, because she's already obviously had that.
I know, but
she knows he's horny.
I know, but everybody's looking around. There's cameras everywhere.
Sexting. There were those cell phones back then.
By the way, what year was that?
98, right?
No, there were 96? Cell phones. There were cell phones. Yeah, they were probably sexting. Where are the sex? We got the blue dress.
I think it preceded it.
Well, the show has them talking over the phone, not necessarily sexting.
I don't think this is cell phone.
Maybe phone sex.
You don't think January 98?
Drab, were cell phones ubiquitous?
We had the flippies.
Definitely not.
We had the razors and all that.
Yeah, but that was towards the end.
They were just coming out.
That was towards the end.
I mean, what year? Could you just look up, ask this exact, I'm going to do it.
People had cell phones, yes, in 1998.
What year were they ubiquitous, though, where everybody had them?
Probably early 2000s.
What
my
year?
Well, I'll tell you what, you think the president didn't have one?
Oh, he did, for sure.
Ubiquitous.
And you think his girlfriend didn't have
one? Hey, there's definitely a Clinton hog pick out there somewhere, right?
Has to be.
Eric,
yeah.
Yes. Eric, I was a freshman in college in 2001. Nobody in my dorm had a cell phone. They were just getting them.
Cell phones became popular during the cellular revolution. It started in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then in 1990, the number of mobile users was around 11 million. And by 2020, of course, 2.5 billion.
I can tell you personally, for me, it was HFS years when I really started getting the cell phone. Might have had one during JFK, but I think it was like 2002.
I think I bought one of the first, like the Sprint PCS Mobile. They're selling it at Office Depot.
Okay, here you go. Mobile phones. This is silly. You can get a picture of the mobile phones by year. So in 1996, the pictures, they look like friggin' house phones.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? They were hurting.
Right.
But I'm going to see what year.
What about 1998?
Was she showing the thong?
98, she's showing her thong.
I'm going to tell you what the popular phones were in 1998. Oh, I definitely had one of those Blickies, one of those Nokias. The Ericsson,
during that time,
the Nokia
Jason,
5110, the Nokia 60. I'm telling you.
EB, during that time, 1998, Jason was still rocking the baseball pager.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, I hope you save
well,
that.
Well, we all had pagers.
I hope you save that for the Junks Museum that's going to open at some point.
Hey, Draft, you were just a poor college student.
And your SIM cards will be next to it.
You were a poor college student, so of course you didn't have a cell phone. We were radio stars.
Oh, you.
So we had
I'm sure
phones.
He was poor. His parents probably have $10 million in the
you
bank.
You remember, it was adults had them long before kids.
Right.
Because
so
there were so many stipulations.
She's an intern at the White House, probably a wealthy family.
She probably had one. They're late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, so I'm saying there were sexed, and it was when you would hit the button three times for the C.
Oh, it's such a long, ponderous
yeah,
sex that you had to say.
You learned how to do it.
Sure. It you had the quick thumbs.
It wasn't that hard. We all figured it out.
T was like the fourth letter right. on one number.
Yeah.
I think it was in the Oval Office or outside the Oval Office.
That's where it happened.
November 14th, 1995.
The Oval Office, that's the big silly that you always
think. Yeah. The Oval Office. Silly.
That's a show. There's got to be cameras everywhere.
Hey,
of course.
This says 1995, November 1995.
Okay. Oh, the report came out
that's
in 98.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
so
report,
95
sorry.
Is
there's
literally
no sexting.
She realized her thong was exposed while Clinton was near her in the room. Lewinsky opted to keep her thong out as Clinton walked by when she walked by his office.
Right.
Clinton smiled at her and motioned for her to come into the room.
A lot of thongs. Stories during this EP.
Right.
You okay. Know what color the thong
was? Oh, that's a great detail.
I'm going to go navy blue. No. I'm guessing.
I'm going to go pink.
Can't have white duty stains.
My initial reaction was going to say pink, actually. But
does it say if it's lacy or cotton?
Hopefully satin.
What about
Drab is the expert here.
By the way, he'd be the first
How
Motorola.
About flesh colored.
Gross.
That's sexy.
Black.
I don't know.
It's black or navy blue.
The thong was silver.
Oh, wow. Silver.
She loves the Raiders. So black. She has a commitment to excellence.
By the
like
way,
Mark Davis.
I see that they say that the first Razor, which you said you had, was released in the third quarter of 2004.
I feel like we had them before that, though.
Yeah, but I'm looking at pictures by year, and I don't think I had any of those bricks
hey,
in 1995.
As long as the SIM card keeps working, that's all we care about.
Hey, if we had a key to the evidence room for this case, and we were able to get that silver thong, do you think Drab would sniff it?
Yes.
100% chance.
Because he's a freak.
I know you would.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
Drab, projection.
That's Drab's thing.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of projection.
I think that's projection.
But the answer is yes.
Would you sniff or would you be psyched to see the blue dress?
Of course. That's a piece of American history.
Would you but would you like be creepy with it?
No.
Like would you
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But I'd like to see it.
You would?
You wouldn't?
I don't, man, I've seen a million things like that. Usually it's underwear.
Yeah.
All right. This is getting creepy.
I'm so glad my daughters don't listen to this.
Yeah. How old was Bill then?
They're getting plenty of creepy.
Was Bill younger than us? I think he probably was then.
At that? I don't know. Probably around our age.
I mean,
he was probably around 51.
I mean, he's 75 now, so you do the math.
Oh, he's probably younger than probably 47. Yeah.
I like imagining Drab putting on the blue dress and dancing around to this.
Yeah, you put it on like Russell Westbrook.
Then all of a sudden it's Justin Tuck.
Yeah.
Justin Tuck.
I can see it.
Yeah, he was about 49.
Would you have me, Bill? He's got the pierced nipples. Applying his makeup.
Yeah.
Just so.
Wait.
Putting a wig on the bald head.
I know for his skin dress.
I know for a fact my first phone was a Nokia, but it wasn't that hoop.
I know for a fact only two of us are on camera right now.
I know I am.
Why does it keep crashing? I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
Here's why. Shoddy internet.
Yeah.
Well, it's the
shoddy
worst.
Shoddy internet here.
It's the worst internet in the country. What we have here.
What's happened to our career?
I wish I knew.
What's happened?
I only wish I could tell you.
All right. Should mention we got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock, and we're going to dive deeper into the matchup against the Giants Thursday night football game. Paul Dottino covers the Giants for WFAN. He'll jump on at 9:20 here on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9. Paul Dottino, WFAN, as we get into Giants WFT coming up tomorrow night. He'll jump on at 9:20. But right now, time for QB Quarter Of, which is sponsored by Offenbachers. Visit Offenbachers in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture that's in stock and ready for delivery right to your backyard. Cakes, is Heineke the only change at quarterback after week one? I think so.
That's a good question.
I don't think anybody's been benched. I don't think anybody else was hurt.
Have there been any other shakeups at the quarterback spot heading into week two? I don't believe so. I don't think there are any major injuries that took anybody out aside from Ryan Fitzpatrick in week one.
Usually it takes a few weeks till teams make some moves at quarterback.
Yeah, but not at this point. You thought with the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, you wanted to see how he performed in week one against the Falcons. He performed very well.
He's got Flacco and Minshew behind him.
Yeah. I mean, Flacco, I believe, is the number two right now. Minshew's the number three. And Hurts played really well. Threw three touchdowns.
Yep.
Rushed for, I want to say, 60-plus yards.
Yep.
And a convincing win over the Falcons.
The only win in the NFC East came from Philadelphia.
Yep. So they're 1-0, and everybody else is 0-1. Heading into week two. With the Packers down 17-3 and driving for a touchdown that could have cut the deficit to 7, quarterback Aaron Rodgers threw a red zone interception in that game. The miscue came from something that happened in a very different spot. Definitely took a shot to the gonads that I think threw him off.
Yeah, he was saying he took a shot there.
What was the score at that point?
17-3.
17-3, that's right, because that changed the entire game. Is that the reason he played so bad in the second half?
He said, here are his quotes. For those of you who went back and watched it, he told Pat McAfee on Tuesday, I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot that I took.
Can I watch the play? I want to watch the play.
Go back and watch it.
Now, he wasn't playing that great before the double nut shot.
No, he was not.
So maybe he must be claiming that he got hit in the nuts twice or whatever. Get hit in the nuts. And then he threw the pick?
No, that just before.
He
was moving up in the pocket, and I think he got kicked.
It was a terrible
throw. The
play
before.
No, I thought he was talking about during the play.
He said during the play, right?
During the play.
During the play, you know, like let's say he's saying he got hit, and then it affected his throw.
All right. Okay. I mean, these guys get hit and throw complete throws all the time.
He had 4 fantasy points because he got the double nut shot.
That's like, I was a shocking result.
You know who outscored him? Marcus Mariota.
Yes, he did.
Who had one play.
He had one run.
In the Raiders game.
Yeah. What was it, about a 40-yard run?
Yeah, and then he pulled up lame after the run. I think he had a quad injury on that run.
Yeah, he didn't look good when he was trying to get up.
By the way, this is a side note. Does Mark Davis, who owns the Raiders, does he think dressing head to toe in white with his bowl cut?
Oh, I missed
it. Does he think that's a good look? Does he think that?
Why does he have the bowl cut? Like, what is that?
I don't understand.
Did his father?
It.
Did Al Davis have a bowl cut?
No, Al Davis had his hair slicked back. I mean, he didn't have a lot of hair, but Al Davis slicked his hair back.
Well, that's the it's the most bizarre haircut.
I think he was sitting with Charles Woodson in in the owner's box.
Was he?
And they kept showing shots of him. And all I could think of was, is he trying to look like a knockoff, like, James Bond villain in the year 2021? I mean, that's the vibe I get from him.
You know what else I noticed about Woodson sitting next to him?
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game, Woodson was drinking a glass of red wine.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, and all I was hoping for is that somebody bumped into him and he spilled Merlot all over Davis's white suit.
It would have been fantastic. By the way, have you seen the mock-ups of the home he's building out in Vegas? Mark Davis, the owner's
Raiders. Looks like a hotel.
He's basically doing
the stadium
of Allegiant Stadium. His house is all silver and black. It's the wackiest thing you've ever seen. And I believe it has a price tag around $20 million.
Right, right.
Or so.
Does he have any heirs? Like, is he married? Does he have kids?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
Like, with that haircut, he strikes me as a guy who has been a loner his whole life.
Probably. Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes has won plenty of awards since entering the NFL. He added another one to the trophy case on Wednesday. He's been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week for the opening week of the 2021 season. He was 27 of 36, 337 yards, threw four touchdowns in the comeback win over the Cleveland Browns.
You know the touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill where he was rolling right? Everybody was lauding him because he threw it
just
against
threw it
his body. Do you feel like he was throwing it to a spot so that Tyreek could get it? Or do you think he was basically just throwing it up for grabs?
You know what I mean? He's got confidence.
Like, did he intentionally throw it behind the corner?
Yeah, maybe.
Seemed kind of lucky.
He just feels like he's going to make that play and he's going to go get the ball. Even though he's not 6'4", he's still going to get the play and he's not going to be caught one-on-one. I'm sure he's thrown a billion of those balls.
On the other side, in the NFC, do you know who the offensive player of the week?
NFC offensive
player. It's got to be Kyler Murray.
It is not.
Jameis?
What?
No. NFC offensive player of the week is?
Hold on.
So it's not.
It is.
Was it Jalen Hurts?
It is a quarterback, not Jalen Hurts.
What?
Incorrect. You're incorrect on all your guesses.
Hold on. It wasn't what?
Tom Brady.
Christian McCaffrey.
Nope.
He said it's a quarterback.
Oh, it's quarterback. I'm sorry.
We've ripped off two quarterbacks with
Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
Okay. Why was it Stafford?
NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Here's why. He was 20 of 26 for 321 yards.
Yeah, I see that. Three touchdowns.
He had a 156.1 passer rating.
I'm sorry, Kyler Murray's stat line is more impressive.
He had the 67-yard bomb to Van Jefferson on the Rams' third offensive play of the game. Then hit Cooper Kupp for a long touchdown, a 56-yarder to start off the second half. So, looks like at least the early returns on Stafford heading west and not playing for the just god-awful Lions is going to pay dividends. Because he was slinging it in week one. And I would guess he would continue that throughout the season. Who do the Rams have in week two? Why is it escaping me?
I thought the Rams weren't in the Super Bowl.
Rams are the Colts.
I think I had the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Well, if that happens, they're playing a home game because it's at SoFi Stadium.
There are a few obvious survivor spots this week.
Cleveland hosting Houston.
Packers, Cleveland. Rams, I think, are a good bet.
Yep.
I kind of like Denver in Jacksonville. I wouldn't bet that because that's a road game.
Yeah.
By the way, Buccaneers are playing the Falcons.
Looking back on the Cleveland game against the Chiefs, that interception, I know we talked about it. It's just so bad. I was clicking on something on the NFL Network, like one of those quick replays, and they were showing the drive. So it's a potential game-winning drive for Cleveland. And they actually put together a couple of first downs. So they're on the move. And that was a first down play.
I know.
Like,
that's what you worry about with him. He just makes those. It seems like he makes those big mistakes in just key moments.
Here is your Cam Newton signing update, by the way, to close out QB quarter of
crickets.
There, by the way, even if Baker doesn't throw that pick, there's still no guaranteeing they score on the drive. Not.
But I'm just saying, I understand throwing that up for grabs maybe on a third down or fourth down. Yeah. Not on first down. Eat it. You still got time. All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, talk a little baseball. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Operations, joins us every Wednesday here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.